This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Now I'm going to go away.
You are going away.
Which means I've got a pack.
You've got a pack. I'm doing that whole parrot thing.
Now, it's one of the most...
I'm lost for words.
But I hate doing it.
Yes.
And I always leave it to the night before. When do you do it?
Oh, darling, the morning I'm leaving.
Do you write a list?
I do it the morning I'm leaving.
You write a list.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
No, you don't. You write. I reckon you write
a list. Me a list. Have you ever seen me write a list? Have you ever seen pen in my paper in my hand? Never.
I don't. I do it the night before and then you get that anxiety. Oh,
that really surprises me because you're a very organised man.
No, it's one thing I can't do.
Right.
And I would always... And I did it really poorly as well. So I take a big suitcase or whatever. And, you know, this time I've got to pack other things like skis and what have you. It's
suitcase?
Got wheels. It looks like a coffin because it fits skis in it. It looks like I'm taking
maybe
a coffin.
You can get me in for a free ride to
you
Japan.
You could hop in it. I should
make
put you
some
in.
Holes in there so I can breathe and I'm there.
But I always found I just stuff stuff in.
Imagine when we get beeped and I come out.
Surprise.
Hello. We didn't know. I just fell asleep.
I would love it. You should come
I'd
with me.
I'd love it too. Let's try it.
We'd have so much fun.
I'm low on cash at the moment. But anyway, back to you.
A friend of mine taught me once how to pack and he taught me, you know, the rolling technique?
Oh, yes.
I didn't know about that.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
And you roll everything and you double.
Where have you been?
I don't know. I don't know. And Andy, our podcaster, just said to put socks in your shoes.
Socks in your shoes?
I mean, that's... What a great idea.
Please tell me that you weren't doing that before.
I wasn't doing it.
Oh, my God. Where are you putting your socks?
I just...
In your ears. Mate, seriously, look, maybe I should come over the night before and help you.
I'd love you to.
Yeah. So tell us about your rolling technique that you discovered that about 30 years ago.
I didn't know. You roll everything up and you pack it in. And like
wow.
It just,
and you double. Creates so much space.
Now,
are you going to, how many undies are you going to pack? Because that's a big question.
Well, I don't know.
Do you change it daily?
Yeah, I'll change it. So I'll probably take...
How many days are you away from?
About 4 weeks.
Okay, 4 weeks. So you'll bring how many
So
pairs?
My suitcase will be full of undies in that
exactly.
case. So what am I going to do there?
Yeah, all right. No, I'll come over and we'll work
it out. Help me pack. So we want to know, do you pack in advance? Do you leave it to the night before?
And are you a roller? Yeah.
We want to know.
And do you put your shoes in your socks?
0427 Joy 949. Christmas for 9 potential families might be a bit uncomfortable because a farmer has had 9 turkeys stolen from his farm. But the problem
it's
is
probably animal activists. I'd steal them.
Maybe, but I don't know. But I'm assuming they've been stolen to be eaten on Christmas Day. The problem is the turkeys aren't the edible ones; like they're the breeding ones, and they've just. When they were stolen, they'd been wormed with this chemical.
Oh my god!
And so when they cook them, these families are all going to eat their turkey for lunch, and they're all going to be running to the toilet.
Food, so diarrhea
within about an hour or so.
That's fantastic.
So don't. That's going to How's Africa, Ma?
Well, that's actually fantastic. Because, you know, a lot of families dread Christmas because they don't like each other and there's a perfect excuse to get off the dinner table because everyone's going to be running around.
Everyone's going to be running.
You know what I mean?
I don't feel very well.
Like, you know, banging on the door, get out.
What was wrong with the...
shit myself.
What was wrong with the turkey?
Did you ever like having those family portraits always sitting on Santa's lap?
No.
I hated it. If you look at most photos with kids on Santa's lap, they look distraught. They look traumatised.
Yeah, they don't look happy,
and Santa looks like a creep, doesn't he?
Yeah.
It looks really scary.
Do you still do them? Is it still allowed?
I think it's just because you can't really see his face.
Yeah.
And they've usually got a Rudolph kind of big chubby nose.
Yeah, I can't.
I've always got glasses.
No, I do remember
they?
Sitting on Santa's lap, but I don't. At one of the shopping centres.
Did you fart on his lap?
Probably
I could see
did.
You doing that.
I think I vomited.
You
don't
have
or something.
No shame doing it in front of me. I would have loved to fart on Santa's lap because I never liked it. And you always look at those little photos and you just go, oh, it's just dread. It's absolute dread. Kids just don't like it. You can't wait to get out, but there's a reason why you can't wait to get out. You've got a doctor's appointment.
Oh, no, I've got to make
you're getting
it.
Getting your
to
prostate checked or something.
I am. You weren't meant to mention that on here.
So what involves a prostate checking?
They just
now,
check
now, is
it.
This a doctor that you've known for a while, or is it going to be the first time you see your geezer?
Oh, I've just changed, actually. I've just changed, so it's a new one. I haven't done
it
before.
Oh, no, the poor man.
It's the most uncomfortable. I find it really uncomfortable.
So do they get you to lie on the bed, pants down?
Yeah.
Do you have to wear the robe, or is it just the bottom bit?
No,
you
just
get off?
Rip them off. And,
yep. And then, like, does he just check?
Would you like me to film like it for
like,
you?
Well, no, but, like, we get our breasts checked.
Yeah,
so
he just...
Is that what he does?
He just sticks... You bend your knees up, he sticks his finger and
sticks
makes...
his finger where, though?
Yeah, up your bum.
Oh, so he goes inside,
yeah,
does he?
Makes...
Oh, my God, I thought they just check,
you know,
check for the balls that are hanging.
No, and they check the size of it.
No, but, you know,
they check that,
I don't
too.
Know, that sounded crass, but, you know, what's your hole got to do anything
because
to do with your prostate?
That's where it is.
Oh, okay.
It was on my nose.
Oh, how uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Oh.
But you've got to do it every few years, and
yep.
I have to do it.
So do you close your eyes when he puts it in?
No, my eyes nearly pop out of my head.
Yeah, very uncomfortable procedure. It's a bit like when we go to the gynecologist and get a pap smear done. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, really uncomfortable.
But they're used to it. I mean, they do it.
Of course they are.
Dime a dozen.
For them, it's like frying up chips. For us, it's really.
But I might hang a Christmas bauble on it or something.
Christmas bauble?
Yeah, because there's a new trend.
Put some earrings on your mate.
The next Christmas beauty trend is hanging baubles on your nails.
On your nails.
On your nails.
So you're going to hang it on your...
I might hang one.
That's hilarious. Well, it's a Christmas spirit. I think that's fair.
Yeah, I might hang some. Why not?
So what's this new thing, like on your nails?
Some tints all around or some LED lights.
But what is it? Do you hang
hang these little baubles off your nails.
You're kidding.
No, it's the new Christmas trend.
I just imagine someone
trend.
Typing. That would be hilarious.
Imagine the sound. It would be so annoying.
Do your head in.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, totally.
You go absolutely crazy.
Well, we'll go get you some and you can impress your doctor.
I will. I'm going to spread some Christmas cheer.
You might even get a date out.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.